Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome, citizens, to the 7th episode of the Liberty Critical Research Podcast. As your media director, it is my duty to inform you that the following story has been labeled explicit and is intended for mature audiences. We here at the Liberty Critical Research Podcast would like to thank all of our listeners who have left us 5-star reviews on iTunes. Every review helps us to grow and progress our podcast. So, without further delay, stay tuned and remember, Atreus endures.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What?
Thank the Archon, you're alive.
Alive? Why wouldn't I?
Keep your voice down, Kofsky. They haven't noticed that we're awake yet.
It's still fairly dark. Is everyone all right?
Yeah, they're just across from us. Can you move?
No, I'm tied to this post. Are you tied up?
We all are. These guys sure know how to tie a knot, don't they? I'm just trying to cheer you up.
Someone's coming.
No, let go. Take them. Don't want me. Got drugs on my blood. Bad stuff. Poison. No!
Shit, man. They just killed that guy.
Drained him. They want the blood.
We're safe for now, though, right? I mean, how much blood can they need at once?
You're all awake now. Good. I'll return shortly. Our war father has questions.
Where the fringe did he come from? Was he here the whole time?
I think he's gone. What's a war father? Where's my recorder?
I really don't think the mission should be our biggest concern at the moment, Kofsky.
Once they return, remember, I am the leader of our gang, so let me do the talking.
Yeah, what's the name of our group?
I don't know just yet. Just be quiet until I can... until I can discern what their intentions are, and if they might be particularly hostile towards whatever we claim to be.
Why don't we just claim to be someone they've never heard of? Make something up. We can do that, right?
It's risky, but less risky than choosing the name of an enemy.
I want to be the Bloody Bandits. Yeah, the Bloody Bandits.
That's a horrible name.
Can we not bring up blood in front of the bloody people?
What about...
They're coming.
The traitors.
Here they are. Five in all.
And who are you that would enter the tunnels, our home?
We are strangers who know little of the South.
That tells me what you are, but not who you are.
We are a band known simply as the Traitors.
Band? What a rare word. Almost as rare as the things you carried with you. As the Traitors, what is it that you trade?
We trade many things. Things that are neither living nor of vital importance.
Again with riddles. Where are the goods you protect with such fierce armaments?
In our heads, for our trade is information.
Your fine tongue is much like our own. Be you talesmen then? Storytellers? War fathers in your own right?
We are protectors of our talesmen.
The little one. It has to be, little one.
Is this true, small one? Are you a man of knowledge?
Why, yes. It is truly what I am.
Tell me of where you are from.
We are from far, far north, where knowledge was at one time appreciated. We were sent by our talesmen kind to collect tales. We've encountered hardship, driving us into your tunnels. We want only to collect our tales and share them to our people in the far north.
Very interesting. Are you a good storyteller, then?
I've trained for years to be such a man of knowledge.
Well, then, tell me a story, talesman.
Any particular type of story?
Surprise me.
Where I come from, there is a story. A story of our ancestors. A long time ago, when the sky was dark, there was a tribe weakened from their struggles who took to rest in the lowest ground. They had with them a quiet man, soft and strong, who took to beating on the ground. While they hid from their pursuers, this quiet man dug, ripping stone and dirt from the ground below. His digging was so loud, the others feared it would attract their pursuers, so they asked their quiet man to stop. The quiet man shook his head and kept digging. The hole grew deeper and deeper, but their pursuers grew closer and closer. Next, his kind threatened him, telling the quiet man he would be hurt if he did not stop. But the quiet man, the massive rock thrower, dug and dug. It was time for decisions to be made, and the tribe decided that the quiet man must be killed to save the lot of them. The quiet man's brother was set to the task and given their heaviest blade. As he stood behind his sunken brother and raised the blade, Nothing but rock and dirt came from the hole. Finally, as the great blade came swinging down, the great black rock came shooting up, snapping the blade in two. The enemies bore down upon the tribe, but as they dove, so rose the great quiet man from the hole. He was no longer his brother's brother. The quiet man was black of eye and swift of action, knocking apart the attackers with ease. With a ferocity unlike the quiet man, he placed their heads in the hole and spoke. "Here I am, watcher of your people. Bury these heads, take of their possessions, and know of the quiet god who dwells in the lowest mines and in the lowest depths."
"I know not of the quiet god, but you have a talented tongue, and we may let you keep it. I will return shortly."
Archon Kofsky, where did you hear that story?
Actually, that was a mix of about 4 recurring nightmares and a study from several years ago on Fringer mental abnormalities.
Kofsky, you and your sweet, sweet brain, you just made up a god.
I told a story, Sev. Deities are figments of the imagination, but they are culturally prevalent out here.
You either just kept our blood in our bodies or got us all drained dry. But I hope you can pull more of those fancy tales out of your educated mind, or we might be dead regardless.
More? You really think he'll want more?
Someone is coming. Hush it.
"You are requested. We will untie you. You are unarmed, and more of us stand in these shadows than your eyes will ever see. So please, follow me."
"Tell me, tale-teller man, how do the plucky heroes get out of this one?"
"Intelligence and wit, I suppose."
"Or they don't."
"Gradius, destroyer of dreams."
"Be quiet back there. You are to be presented to the elders. Show respect. Stay quiet unless spoken to."
"We dark kin know of the power of words and of the deities they hold. You have trespassed on our land, and our ways must be upheld. The consensus of the elders was simple: to death and drink for the trespassers. But I have told them of your travels, talesmen of the northern traders, and we have what you will clearly see as the more appealing option. Would you hear our offer, talesman?"
"I would. We would."
"Elder Saya will present the terms."
"We, elders assembled here, want to give unto you the knowledge of our tales, the knowledge of the great goddess and her children, and have you go forth with them. As a talesman, you are well equipped, as our own war father is, to stir life into words. We present you this. Listen, remember, and spread the stories of our kin to those ignorant of our ways. If you do this, talesman, we will spare you and 3 of your protectors. What say you?"
"I have 4 vital protectors with me in my travels from our home in the north."
"3 is correct. It is customary to bleed you all for your trespass. But though the lower of our kin want this tradition upheld, we elders speak for reason. Our cups are nearly full. Our sight is sharp, and the very gods themselves are wanting. Do you agree to our terms?"
"Are there any other options?"
"You accept our terms, or none of you will see the moons again."
"May I consult my protective entourage?"
You may.
What do we do?
Well, I know I can personally take down, like, 8 of these guys. They're kind of old, but that still leaves, like, maybe 20?
What do we do?
We take the deal.
No.
It's the only way.
We are not leaving anyone behind.
Then we're all dying here. This is the first time I've had an opportunity for diplomacy. Even if it's a poor deal, we all knew what we were getting into, and it's our obligation to bring our findings back to Tongs.
What findings? They took everything. They took the datapad, recorder, they took my notes.
When they release you, they'll most likely return your items. They wouldn't tell you their stories just so you could walk back into the Fringe unarmed and die.
That's logical. Wait, you?
I would sacrifice myself for the well-being of this mission.
We kinda need Gradius. He's our guide. He knows everything. I doubt we can even find our way back.
Then who?
That's not going to be me or Kofsky. That leaves our close-quarter specialist, our point man, or our interface specialist. Remove yourself personally from the situation, and it's an easy decision.
Reed, Gradius, they're people.
It's me, isn't it? Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. No, you can't be serious. No, no, no.
It's decided then. No objections.
I can't do this. I'm not presenting Kato to these monsters.
You will, or they'll kill all of us.
Enough. Who among you is the sacrifice? If your clan has any dignity, let this one step forward.
I am. It's me.
Shit. Kato.
Good. Take him away. Warfather, prepare the tales. Let in the masses.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. Episode 7 of Liberty Critical Research was written by Caitlin Statz and co-created and produced by Travis Van Groff. The voice of Martel Lukovsky is Paul Mea. Kato Patel was Brian Keller. Decima Jallo was Lauren Griffin. Severus Lundquist was Travis Van Groff. Gradius Rodriguez was John Hex Carter. Brother Heffern was Alan Leffingwell. The captured Fringer was Andrew Spittle. Elder Saya was Peter Lewis. And the Warfather was special guest David Cummings. David Cummings is the producer of the No Sleep podcast. If you enjoy horror audio fiction, check out the No Sleep podcast. The music and sound for this broadcast were recorded and designed by Careless Juja. If you have enjoyed listening to Liberty Critical Research, please rate and review us on iTunes. To support the Liberty podcast, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/libertypodcast. Liberty is a Fool and Scholar production. This production is copyright 2015 by John Dossinger Publishing, and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.